to marry him, and she said no. You'd say she did what? She
turned him down.
All right, but if she didn't, you'd say then they got
engaged,
and then they got
married.
The man who stands up with the groom is the
what, best man,
and the woman who stands up with the bride is
the maid of honor.
Yeah, or the maid of honor, or just if there are several.
What, the bridesmaids?
All right. And a noisy celebration after a wedding is called a
reception.
So you're talking about, has he been to Knoxville lately? You say,
I was there yesterday.
Would you say, using something like up, down, over?
I would say I was up there yesterday.
How about Chattanooga?
Was down there yesterday.
All right, how about something, let's see. Let's say Copper Hill or Ducktown.
Well, I would say maybe I was over there.
All right, but up and down is really north and south. Mm-hmm. You're talking about someone living someplace, but using the same kind of thing. You'd say he lives, if you said something about he lives up, down, or over at the Brown's house, let's say.
He lives over.
You would never use up or down there. He lives up at the Brown's house, he lives down at the Brown's house.
Possibly. I can think of anywhere.
Yeah, well, I was wondering if it was the elevation of the land or north and south again.
It wouldn't be concerned with north and south.
Uh-huh. It might be.
And I don't know, in the back of my mind I have something that may be concerned with the social standing of our neighborhood that he's in, because you could say somebody lives down in South Cleveland, or you could see somebody lives,
that's interesting,
up in Bowman Hills or something like that.
I see. In Bowman Hills, then, is a...
Bowman Hills is a fairly
mm-hmm.
well-to-do neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Typical middle-class suburb.
Uh-huh. I see. That, and so you might use up and down in that. That's,
yeah.
That's very interesting. That's good. You're talking about everyone who was at a party, you know. I'd say that every person was there, you know, at
mm-hmm.
a party. You'd say, oh, the whole
gang was there.
All right. Any depreciative terms? You might say that, you know, some neighbors of yours had a loud party one night, and you'd say, oh, they had there was a whole what of people there.
Whole gang of people,
okay.
Whole mob of people, something
mm-hmm.
like that.
If music plays, people get out on the floor and move around and say that's
a dance.
And when you're driving around in town during the year, about 3:30, you have to be at school.
Is getting out or letting out.
Okay. And if you wanted to know when school, when the summer vacation is over, you
mm-hmm.
might call up. Let's say you have a little brother or something, and you
yeah.
want to know what day he's supposed to be back at school. You might call up and ask the person at the school, when does school
start or begin?
All right. And if someone in elementary school or high school, let's say in elementary school, doesn't go to school all day, you'd say he's doing what?
Well, he doesn't go to school all day.
Yeah, I mean, he's supposed to be there.
Yeah.
He goes.
He's playing hooky.
All right. How about in high school, just not going to one class?
Like cutting class.
All right. And is that what you'd use in college, too,
yeah.
for just missing one,
yeah,
one class?
Class?
Never use hooky in high school.
In high school?
I mean, in college.
In college. I have never heard it applied to college.
No. Just, and is there anything else besides cutting?
Cutting? Not offhand, I think.
A person goes to school in order to get
an education.
All right. And when a child gets out of kindergarten, he goes into
elementary school, first grade.
Pardon?
The first grade.
Yeah. And he sits at, in school, you sit at a
desk.
In the plural.
Desk.